Parsha Mishpatim today, Rabbi?
We'll do a little bit Parsha's Bo. We'll go through the more Kiddushin. Parsha's Bo has a lot of deed. Machs on machs.
Maybe we should start
Mishpatim
now. It's a big Parsha.
Yeah. The Pasuk in today, there are two Pasukim in today's Parsha. One Pasuk says, B'nai Yisrael Osu Kashatziv Hashem Es Moshe, when he instructed them they should bring the Korban Pesach. And then they were instructed they should knock on the next door neighbor's door and ask for matonas, that Jesus Mitzrayim. So there it says, B'nai Yisrael Osu Kidvar Moshe. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchever was a Chassidus Rebbe. He was a Mechutin of the Baal Tanya, the first Lubavitch Rebbe. He points out in his Sefer HaChumash, he has a Sefer HaChumash called Kedushas Levi. So he points out, why is there a Shinui Loshen? By the mitzvah of Korban Pesach says, B'nai Yisrael Osu Kashatziv Hashem Es Moshe. In connection with the Bezus Mehetzayim, it says, B'nai Yisrael Osu Kidvar Moshe. He points out that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam lists off the 14 guiding principles that determine what belongs in the minyan mitzvahs, what not, and when should it be counted as one mitzvah, when should it be counted as many mitzvahs. So Shoresh Gimel, the first Shoresh, the first klal the Rambam has is, you only include mitzvahs deraisa. You don't include mitzvahs derabbanim, because the Gemara says, Taryag mitzvahs nemelon Moshe misina. So the dinim derabbanim are not taught to Moshe Rabbeinu Hasina. Then klal number two, the Rambam says, you don't even count the roshes of the Torah Shabbat Peh, you only include Shutru Shambikus. In klal number three, Shoresh Gimel, the Rambam says, you only include mitzvahs that are noig l'doros, something that's a roshah is not called a mitzvah. That's why Rashi on Chumash quotes the beginning of Parsha Tzav. Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, from the Sifra, in Lashon Tzav, the Lashon Zir is miyada l'doros. When you have a mitzvah that's nehegas l'doros, that's called a mitzvah. When it's a roshah, it's not called a mitzvah. So that's what the Kedushas Levi says, a very nice pshat. But in Korban Pesach, it says, B'nai Yisrael Osu Kashatziv Hashem Es Moshe, because Korban Pesach is a din that's not like L'doros. Hashem came by Bizas Mitzrayim, that was purely a Hirashah. Only on Pesach Mitzrayim there was an obligation to knock on the next door neighbor's doors and ask for Matanas. There's not a din L'doros. They can't write over there, B'nai Yisrael Osu Kashatziv Hashem Es Moshe, it's not a mitzvah. But that's why it says Kidvar Moshe. Very nice. You have to realize, though, the Tosefta, the Mishnah in Pesachim and the Tosefta in Pesachim points out that not everything by Korban Pesach Mitzrayim is a din l'doros. In principle, Korban Pesach is a din l'doros. There were special dinim that were hayruah shoh in Pesach Mitzrayim. For example, Masnechem Chagurim Nalechem Raglechem Akelchem Yeltchem Achaltem Osa B'chipazen. It's not a din l'doros. That's only a hayruah shoh. Nikra bin ba'osor, the pasuk says. On Yud Nissen, they should already designate the Korban Pesach. The Rashi and Chumash, that's a machlokes hatoraim. Is that a hayruah shoh? Only by Pesach and Tzrayim. Is that a din? Even the dur is Pesach dur. The Rashi and Chumash writes like the Tan, and the Rambam writes like that. That's only a din in Pesach and Tzrayim. Doesn't apply to Pesach dur. That was a hayruah shoh. That's problematic in the Rambam, because the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes this Machlokes HaTanoim. Then the Gemara says, on the assumption that it's not only a Hayruah Shoh, it applies even in all the future generations, so then not only does it apply to Korban Pesach, Mikra Mipa also 4 days in advance, it's told Bikra Dalad Yomim, you have to designate it, you have to be Magdish it 4 days before, and check it a little bit every day for 2 minutes to make sure it doesn't have any Mumim. So the Gemara learns out that it even applies to the Korban Tomit, that's brought every single day. So the Rambam paskins by Korban Tomei, it's told Bikra Dalad Yomim, you have to check it, you have to designate it 4 days in advance and check it, and by Pesach Deris it doesn't apply. So how can it be Mochomer by Korban Tomei than by Pesach Deris? If you say it only applies to Pesach Mitzrayim, so how do you extend it to Korban Tomei? That's a Pella, so the Mefarshim and the Rambam break their heads on that. But they're clearly, Dinim, the Mishnah and the Tosefta point out, there are aspects of the Pesach Mitzrayim that were Hayruah Shoh, and there are aspects that are Dinim L'Doros. One of the Dinim L'Shoh Hayruah Shoh was, there was no Mizbech to be Zorek the Dam in Mitzrayim. So where did they do this Rikas Adam? So it says, Al Shtei HaMizuzos Ve'al HaMashko. That's purely Hayruah Shoh. Then the Din Al Yetzei Ish Mit Pesach Pesach Ad Boker, and no one's allowed to leave the house till the morning. That's a question, what kind of a Din is that? Is that a Din in Pesach Mitzrayim? It has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. That's a high rasha and yitzias mitzrayim. But it's certainly not a din l'doris that I'll pay yaitzayish mitesach beis adboiker. I remember when I was a little boy, used to get an English newspaper in the mail every week, I think, every month, I don't know. So they used to have the middle section, they used to have book reviews. So somebody wrote a book about Shimon HaTzadik, The Last of the Just. I think that's the title of the book, The Last of the Just. Yishori Knes HaGdol. So they write, it's a historical novel about the way life was in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's supposed to be all based on Josephus. So they describe there, they ate the Korban Pesach, and after the Leil Pesach, and after eating the Korban Pesach, they would go visit each other's homes and be misaleach. They hadn't seen each other since Sukkot. They hadn't seen each other since 6 months before. Everybody came to the Eile Regel. So the conservative rabbi who wrote the book review said, that can't be in Josephus. That's against the Beferish of Pesach and Chumash. Al Yetzi Ishman Pesach Pesach Boike. After they finished eating the Korban Pesach, everybody stayed home. They're not allowed to leave. So as a little boy before my bar mitzvah, I knew that that was wrong. That's a hayrashah. That's not a din l'dairis. If you're tired after this egg, you go to sleep. But there's no din. You're not allowed to go visit. You're not allowed to eat by someone else. Okay? You're not allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach. But there's no such din l'dairis. Al yetz yishm pesach besad boiker. So that's a question. What kind of a din is it? So Rav Soloveitchik said over from Rabbi Hirsch's commentary on Chumash. I think he said it from Rabbi Hirsch. Maybe it was his own. I've got to check to see. That sometimes when you free a slave, it happened in Africa when they freed all the nations. So the slaves became so crazy with the power, with the freedom. They didn't know what to do. So they went around and they were killing all of their masters who were balabatim over them before. So Rabbi said over, I think, from Rabbi Hirsch, that's why the Rebbe Shlomo said Al Yetzish from Pesach Beis. He didn't want anybody to take Nikoma from the Mitzrayim, and then the next morning when they left, they were whisked out. They didn't have a chance to start up with anybody. They didn't want the Jews to make a bagram against against the Mitzrayim. That's one suggestion. So then it's not a din Korban Pesach. It's a hayrashua for the Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rebbe Shlomo didn't want anybody to take Nikoma. However, Ve'od Yeshlomo, maybe one can say another pshat, that there is a din Pesach is ton lina. When you bring a Korban Pesach, you have to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. You can't leave. The Makom Achila is the Eir Atika, the old city of Yerushalayim. So even if it's within walking distance, even if it's Toch HaTchum, you gotta walk. You want to walk to Beit Vegana, you want to walk to Ne'er Sharim or something, so the din is you're not allowed, but you have to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim. Korban Pesach is ton lina. So, Tolina, L'doiris, the din is you eat Yerushalayim, the Makom Achila is anywhere, you eat the Korban Pesach anywhere in Yerushalayim. So it's Tolina in Yerushalayim. Pesach, the Pesach Mitzrayim was a Hirasha that had to do this Rikas Hadam, Al Shtem Zuz Asral Amashkov. So maybe the Makom Achila was in the Bayis. Maybe that's why there's a din. It's Tolina, Al Yetzish Pesach Pesach Berk, and maybe that was the application of the din of Lina. There's a din of Lina L'doiris. But the Doris the Lina applies in the whole city of Yerushalayim, because the whole city is the Makom Achila. Maybe over here, the Makom Achila is considered each one's bias. Maybe it was a Hayrasha in Korban Pesach, not some Hayrasha in Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it clearly was a Hayrasha. It doesn't apply to the Doris. The Doris, you're allowed to go greet all the other oil regolim after you finish eating the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach should really be mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's only once a year. The two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of shchitas ha-Pesach and the mitzvah of achilas ha-Pesach. Hakrovas ha-Pesach and achilas ha-Pesach. You're only yotzei the mitzvah of hakrovas ha-Pesach if you're memuna. Before they shech the Korban Pesach, they have to have a list of all of the people who are going to be yotzei with this Korban Pesach. There's a chiddush din in Korban Pesach. The Gemara points out that never applies to any other Korban. Let's say, I was Magdush at Korban Pesach, I plan to eat it with my cousins. And then before we shechted, my cousins decide to change their mind, they're going to eat with someone else. I change my mind, going to eat with someone else. Then they change their mind, and we keep on switching. So you can switch 25 times until you shechted. By other Korbanos, there is no such thing. When you, let's say, somebody was Mechal Shabbos B'Shegik, he designates the Korban Chatas for himself. Then you can't give it to someone else. He was also Mechal Shabbos B'Shegik. Ayit Chela B'Shegik, so let him bring it. Whatever is designated, whomever it was designated for in the beginning, in the outset, the Shas HaKadosha, that's it. That person is the Balakor. You can't change it later. The Gemara points out the Korban Pesach is the only carbon, one and only carbon that you can change the Bible. You have to have somebody left from the original group. Originally you had 10, 15 people, and then 14 back out, and they switch to someone else, and then a different 14 join. So as long as they join before the Shechita, it's okay, even though they weren't there b'shas hakdoshim. It wasn't designated. More points to that it's a chiddush by Korban Pesach. So the Pesach is only nechal l'lemenuyev. Yeah. So the Korban Pesach should really be a mitzvah sasei, shahaz man groma. Really, women, al pisvar, women should have been potter. So the Gemara has a machloekes satanoim with a noshin berishan. Talk about Pesach Sheni is a different discussion. Pesach Rishon is a machloekes satanoim. Pesachim daf tzadik aleph with a noshin berishan chayva. Noshim Barishan Rishus. So it's all based on Psukim. So which way should it be based on Psukim? So the Pashto should have been, basically in principle, Korban Pesach should have been a mitzvah sasei shas van groma. So based on the Svara Hachitzoina, without looking for any Gzeirus HaKosov, we really should have said that the women are potter. And the burden of proof should really be on the Tana who claims the Noshim Barishan Chayva. The burden of proof should be on him. He should have to prove why should it be Chayva. Why? How do you know that it's an exception to the rule? It's a mitzvah sasei shas man groma, no shem should be put. So you look in the Gemara, you see just the reverse. The Gemara presents it as if the svara chitzayin, if you wouldn't have it posted one way or the other, svara chitzayin is that women are mechuyiv. And the Tana who holds on noshem rishon rishus that they're not mechuyiv, the burden of proof is on him. He has to prove that they're not mechuyiv. What does he have to prove? So the svasem says, that's the normal shita. It's a mitzvah sasei shas man groma. So then you should have been put. It's a pella, the whole gist of the Gemara. Gemara works with the assumption, the Svara Chitzayna means, what would you have said before you get to any Gzeres HaKosos? That's an expression that was coined by the Achrayna. What's the Svara Chitzayna? What would you have said, Lufum Rihata, when you first look at it? So the Svasemis has a suggestion that's a very strong suggestion. He says, whoever does bring a Korban Pesach is Chayv Karis. So Posik and Chumash. The first Mishnah increases, lists off all the Lama of Krisis Hamur's Bater, 36 Averis for which Yechayv Karis. And then it says, all of them are Lois Esse, except for two, Pesach Amila. Pesach Amila is a Mitzvah Sasei, and nonetheless, there's Karis. So there's a Rambam in the Pirish HaMishnayis in Makis, in the third Perek of Makis, Elohein HaLoikin. I have to admit, I don't sit and read Rambams and Pirish HaMishnayis, we ought to. We ought to, because there's a lot to be gained. If you have a problematic Rambam, if you look in the Pirush HaMishnayos, a lot of times that'll help. But this Rambam I know from the Lechem Mishnah. I don't sit and read Lechem Mishnahs either, but this Lechem Mishnah is an exception to the rule. So Lechem Mishnah and Hilchas Sanhedrin, where the Rambam gives you the rules and regulations, who gets Malkus. The Rambam has, what does he say, 207 people, do Averis, Zar, I think, Zar, Gematria Zar. Reish Zai, 207 people get Malkus for violating 207 out there. So the Rambam lists off 1, 2, 3, all the way till 207. So the Rambam has all the club. So the Lech Mishnah there points out that the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis in the third Perek and Malkus, where the Rambam writes, whenever there's Kores Biyodua, that there's a love. So he says, it's not true. Pesach Amila, there's Kores and there's no love. It's a Mishnah. There is no law says. So how does the Rambam say, whenever there's Koris, you do what there's a law? So perhaps what the Rambam meant to say was, I don't know how to read the original Arabic in the Rambam, perhaps what he meant to say was the following. Whenever there's Koris, you do that there must be an Avera. You have sometimes a Pasuk in Chumash that's written as a mitzvah, I say. So some, let's say you have to lay tefillin. So it's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. Sometimes there's a pasuk that has mitzvahs that say, let's say, koloif tohar tochelu. So the Rambam says it's a mitzvah that say, it's a mitzvah that say once a day, every day to have kosher chicken. What if you don't enjoy chicken? What if you enjoy steaks? You're not yotzei the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. What if a person wants to be a vegetarian? He has an obligation to eat chicken once a day, every day. So the pashta says koloif tohar tochelu is an iser say. Sometimes you have a pasuk. That's a kiyum asay. Sometimes like tefillin, it's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. Sometimes you have a pasuk that doesn't mean at all a mitzvah asay to eat chicken. If you eat oif tamei, if you eat an eagle or a raven or a non-kosher bird, then you're in violation. In addition to the lois asay, you're also in violation of the iser asay. And sometimes you have a pasuk that's both a kiyum asay and an iser asay. For example, over here, ki yikach ish isha, So we assume that it's both a kiyum asay and an isur asay. It's a kiyum asay. The Rambam says the bracha shekadoshanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al harayis b'chus eris, and it's a b'chus hamitzvah, just like you say a bracha before you perform any other mitzvah. So the Rambam counts likachisha, lisa isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin, to get married is a mitzvah. Not all the Rishonim agree, but the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah sase. So the Rambam holds kikachisha is a kiyum asay. Then it also seems to be an isur asay. We were just talking yesterday. The Ravid is of the opinion that lasiya kedesha is only if the girl is mufkeres and is a menes liznus. If she's not mufkeres liznus, so there's no malchus. The Rambam also agrees there's no malchus, but he holds it's a chatzishir of the isur deraisa of kedesha, chatzishir of kedesha. So the Ravid holds there's no isur at all. Kedesha is only mufkeres and is a menes liznus. So the Ravid says upon habal apnuya there's no lav. So the mashmoah is that's the Rav Soloveitchik quoted Rav Yankee Femden and Achreinim Amadayik from the Ravid. Sounds like there's no law, but there is an Isra Asay. Where is an Isra Asay? Kikach Ishisho Biyola. The mashmoah says that to live with a woman without having Tfisis Kiddushin is an Isra Asay. True, there's no loisasir, but Siyah Kadesha, that's only if she's a prostitute, but if she's not, Pana Bolapnu is an Isra Asay. So you have a lot of times. Tajbis Achba Yomarish and Tajbis. To destroy the chametz on Erev Pesach. So everybody assumes Tashbisa on Erev Pesach is both a kiyum asay and an isur asay. It's an isur asay, you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession after chatzos, misheisho salamayla, and it's a kiyum asay. For a right that you say a bracha, when you do the bedikah chametz, leil yudalad, so the bedikah is haschala of the bir chametz, you say bracha al bir chametz. The bracha al bir chametz is on the bedikah and the bir, because you're going to burn the chametz later on. So that pasuk, Ach be'amrish and Tashbis, has both a kiyum esay and an isur esay. Kikachishis is also kiyum esay and an isur esay. So the pashtus is that Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is when he says there's no such thing as kares if there's no lav. He probably means the fact that there's kares by Pesach and Mila implies that there is no lav over here. Probably means that it's in addition to being a kiyum esay when you shech the carbon Pesach. Pesach Mila, when you shech the carbon Pesach, say a bracha. Lishchat Pesach Pesach, when you perform the bris Mila, you say a bracha. So it's a kiyum asay. In addition to being a kiyum asay, it's also an isur asay. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah and Makkos thought it doesn't make sense to have kares because he was mavakula mitzvah asay. It must be because he violated an isur asay. That's probably what the Rambam means. So that's what the Sfasemis writes. Sfasemis says, women are potter from mitzvah sasei, as Magrama means if it's a mitzvah sasei, a kiyum asay. Women don't have to wear tzitzis, they don't have to shake a lulav, they don't have to hear tkiya shofar, that's a kiyum asay. If you have an isur asay, as Magrama, so the pashtus says that women are mechuyev. Women are mechuyev and an isur asay. Isur asay is basically the same as a lav. The only difference is that there's no malchus, and the reason why, because malchus has to be dumi de lav da chasima. So lav da chasima has to be written in the chumash. Has to say lo, saksam shabidisha lo, or hisham peden beyal. If it's only a lav, abba mechlal asay. So the Gemara says it's not doing the lav da chasima, so it's not lucky. But basically, it is an iser. It's an iser asay.
Bring a raya. The post was asked why we use a pasuk to say that women are putter from brismila, from mouthing their child. The post was asked why isn't it meant to say such as my grandma in Megillah? They answer because there's a few of parts.
Right. The Sfasemis quotes that Taisus and Megillah of Chofim and Beis. Taisus asked the Kasha, why do you need a pasuk b'yom tzav oso below oso, that the mother is not chayav to be mal the child? It's a mitzvah sasei shas magra. So the various answers. The Taisus and Megillah gives an answer that if the child is not mal himself, he's going to be chayav kores. The father is never chayav kores for not being mal the child. But the child, if when he grows up after his bar mitzvah, he doesn't take care of his bris milo, the child will be chayav kores. As Sfasemis says, the reason why Tosfos had two opinions, whether that's a valid answer, because the father if the mother would be mechuyev, the mother wouldn't be over on kores. So there's room to say it's only a mitzvah sasei. But the other answer in Tosfos is because there is kores floating around there, so even the chiyav on the parent to be mal a child is also an isur asei. It's a kiyum asei and it's an isur asei. And in Isra Asay Shaz Mangrama, women are mechuyev. There's all Rabbi Kebeker and Hilchas Birchas Hamozin in Shulchan Aruch about that. The women, it's a Gemara in the end of the second parak in Sukkot. The women are mechuyev in Tosefes Yom Kippur. Even though Tosefes Yom Kippur is as Mangrama, so the Gemara says, no, you have a pasuk that the women are mechuyev. What does the pasuk mean? So Rabbi Kadeva explained, because it's an Isar Asay. Women are only potter from Kiyam Asay, Shaz Magram. Isar Asay, they are Mechuyvin.
Even with the Isar Asay for this would be in a Golden Pesach, what would the Isar Asay be here for a Golden Pesach?
One who abstains from bringing the Karban Pesach isn't, not only has not fulfilled the mitzvah, the Shevi Altasa, he has violated an Avera. It's an Avera not to participate in Karban Pesach. Same with Bris Mila. It's a mitzvah to perform Bris Mila. And if one doesn't perform Bris Mila, see, if a person does a mitzvah, he gets tzchar. If he doesn't do the mitzvah, he doesn't get tzchar. But over here, it's considered an Isar Asay. He's going to burn a Gehenim for not fulfilling, he's going to be Chayv Koris for not fulfilling Korban Pesach and Mila.
So would the Isar Asay for Ki Gachish Isha also apply to someone who never gets married throughout his life?
Yeah.
So it's not only with living with a woman without Kedushin.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Could be that it's only Ki Gachish Isha Biola. I don't know.
What would differentiate that essay from every other essay? Why don't you say that by Lulav? If you don't take Lulav, then you're being rebuffed with the Isser essay of abstaining from taking Lulav, all that kind of stuff.
So the Rambam says, because here there's Koris. Whenever there's Koris, that indicates it's a punishment. A punishment means that you did something wrong. So you did wrong, B'shevi Al-Tasi. You didn't do wrong, B'kumbi Aseh. Usually an Aveira means you did an Aveira, B'kumbi Aseh. Here the Aveira is B'shevi Al-Tasi. No, sometimes like Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisa is also an Isar Asay. You have to each month Ach Kol Tzipa Torah Tachelu. The Rabbi asks on the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah, it must be an Isar Asay. Pashto says that's what it means. It's an Isar Asay. It doesn't mean it's a Kiyam Asay. It's not a mitzvah to have a little chicken every day. So that's an interesting Sfasemis. That's on Psochem Adaf Tzadikala. But the Gemara has a Machloikis with the Noshem Rishon Chayv and Noshem Rishon Rishus. And the pashtus of the sugi is, the gist of the sugi is, that the svarach itzan would have been that women are mechuyev in korban pesach. Should have been the reverse. You should start off with the assumption women are pater. Should have been as man grama. And the burden of proof should be on the one who says women are chayev. And the Gemara presents the fakir. The pashtus says women are chayev in korban pesach. The burden of proof is on the one who wants to say that the women are pater from korban pesach. Yeah. But the women, let's say, even if the women are pater from korban pesach, they're not mechuyev. But if they went to mikveh, if they're Torah, they're permitted to participate. Like the women are permitted to volunteer any mitzvah saseh shaz man grama. We don't say it's a violation of Baal Tosif. There's a funny Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. Rashi learns that there's a machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, where the noshim samchas v'shus, women are not mechuyev to do smicha and karbonis, opening psukim and vayikra. So what if a woman wants to volunteer to do smicha? So it's a machlokes hatanaim, and she's permitted to volunteer. And then the Gemara has the same machlokes. What if a woman wants to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? A woman comes to shul, she sits in the women's section. What do you want her to do? She should run out of shul when they blow shofar. But what if the woman wants to blow her own shofar? She didn't go to shul, she wants to blow shofar. You ma'akvim is hanashim militko. Do you prevent women from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Oh no, ein ma'akvim is hanashim militko. The Rashi says that the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi is what it's a violation of Baal Tosif. So Tosif says that's unheard of. We know the women can always volunteer. Ein mitzvah v'yosa. Rabbi Knaini can volunteer. A woman can volunteer. Mitzvah says shaz magam. Why should it be different? Korban Pesach. No one says the women are not allowed to volunteer. Even if you're noshem rishon rishus, on noshem misheni rishus, machlekes what about Pesach sheni? But it's a rishus. Even if you say they're not mechuyev to participate in korban, but if they choose to. They certainly may. Yeah, how much Korban Pesach they have to eat? So it's always assumed that you eat a kazayis. Whenever there's a mitzvah sachid, you eat a kazayis matzah, you eat a kazayis mora, you eat a kazayis of Korban Pesach. The Rambam clearly has a unique opinion. The Rambam says, l'chatchila, you should eat two kazayis. But yeah, but if you eat kazayis, you would be yotze b'yev. That's what the Taz and the Magen Avraham quote from the Maharil, the Sefer Maharil, is called the Drashas Maharil. Then you have Chuvas Maril. Chuvas Maril was written by the Maril himself. The Sefer Maril, the Drushes, he starts this and Yosim, and he goes in order of the calendar, and he gives you when you say Tachnan, and when you say Slichas, and when you say Kinnis, and so on. Gives you all the Minhagim for all Yilu. So the Drushes Maril was written by Talmud of the Maril. So every so often, the Talmud didn't write, Talmud wrote something backwards, and the Poskim pointed out that it's not accurate. So here in Hilchos Pesach, it says in the Drushes Maril, that l'chatchili should eat two kizesim of the afikoyman zechel of Pesach, that they always ate two kizesim. So the Noisiketim on the Shulchan Aruch, Taz and the Magen Avraham, they say it's a misprint. That's a mistake. There is no Sukkah. Who says Yei Tuk and Zeisav? It probably should say Zechel Pesach v'Zechel l'Chagiga. They used to eat a Chagiga Sarba Osar. They shechted a Chagiga on our Pesach. So they had a Kazaisav Chagiga and Kazaisav Karban Pesach. That's probably it. So the Chazanish points out, I remember the Chazanish, Chazanish points out on other things in the Maharil that the Taz and the Magen Avraham say are mistakes. So he says, it's not a mistake, it's the Rambam Shita. So here I think Rabbi Yeruchim Perla points this one out. It's not a mistake, the Rambam says like that. The Rambam understood, HaPesach Nechal Al HaSova, we understand, Tosis understand, Pesach Nechal Al HaSova means they ate the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. Because Yechoshesh Mishim Shvira Setzem. If a person hasn't eaten, let's say he's fasting Tainas Pchoris on our Pesach, hasn't eaten the whole day and he's starving. Or a person is poor and all year long he never can afford to eat flesh or he eats chicken all year long. Tonight he's eating lamb chops. He's eating a Korban Pesach, he's having lamb chops. So he may be so excited about eating the lamb chops, he may crack the bones because the Korban Pesach has to be before the first birthday. And they're born that season of the year, in the springtime, so they're very young, and their bones are not so strong. So it's very easy to by mistake, to break a bone. So you have to be careful not to do Shvira Setzem. Special din by Korban Pesach doesn't apply to any other Korban. Etzem Laisish Grubo. So you have to be careful. So the Tosis quotes, Tosis on Dafayim, and Misachim quotes the Yerushalmi, that the reason why they instituted Midrabana Pesach Nechal Al HaSova, why they eat it at the end of the meal, Mishum Chashash Shvira Setzem. If you eat the Korban Pesach in the beginning of the meal, he may be so hungry, he may bite into the bones and crack one of the bones by mistake and violate these. He eats it at the end of the meal, so he's already basically almost full. He just eats a kazayis, a couple of kazayis, and a shayis. So there's no chashash of Shvira Setzem. So the Rambam quotes the din of Pesach Nechal. Alasova, he understands it differently. The Rambam understands he eats the Korban Pesach, kedei lizboa mimenu. He should eat two kazayis of the Korban Pesach. Not just eat one kazayis, should eat two kazayisim, as opposed to the matzah, you only eat one kazayis, and the mor, you only eat one kazayis. So we eat two kazayisim of the Korban Pesach to demonstrate that the Pesach is more important. Pesach is a Korban, much more important than the matzah and the mor. So eat Korban Pesach, kedei lizba mimenu. That's how the Rambam writes. Eat two kazayisim. So that's what Rabbi Yeruchim Perla, I think, writes. That when the Maharil writes that you should eat two kazayisim of Avikayim, because it's Zechel Pesach and they took a Pesach. It's not a mistake. It's not a misprint. He's referring to the Rambam's opinion. The Rambam writes like that in the Feirush. There's a famous Machlokes HaTanoim in the first parak in Brachos. The din is HaPesach in Nechel Ela Ad Chatzos. You have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight. So the Gemara quotes the end of the first parak in Brachos. The Gemara quotes Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Loza Ben Azariah. Is that a din deraisa? Is that a din derabbanan? So Rabbi Kiva holds it's a din derabbanan. Min haTorah Pesach Nechal all night long. And the rabbanan could deal harchik saw the min ha'avera. If you'll permit people to eat the Korban Pesach up until Alos HaShachar is more than an hour before sunrise. Very hard to notice that it's Alos HaShachar. It's very dark outside. So he, by mistake, he may continue to eat after Alos HaShachar. He'll be Oivan and Isa Koris, eating Noisa. He'll eat Noisa. So that's how the first Mishnah says in Brachos. So they made a din derabbanan. You're not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. Rabbi Loza Ben Azari disagrees. He says, no, it's a din deraisa. How can it be a din deraisa? Where does it say in Chumash? So the Gemara explains and says, V'achol sabasa balayla hazeh. That term, balayla hazeh, has the connotation, Rabbi Loza Ben Azari claims, that has the connotation of Chatzos. How do you know? Because it says, and when was Makas B'choris? That says, but that was at midnight. So just like there, means midnight, so the expression also has the connotation of midnight, and the din of Chatzos is a din derais. What's the difference, halacha l'maisa, whether Chatzos is a din derais or din derabbanan? So the Gemara in the end of Pesachim gives you an afkamina ledina. What's the din b'zman hazeh by matzah? If the din of Chatzos is a din deraisa, like Rav Loza Ben Azariah, then there's a hekesh between matzah and Korban Pesach. Then matzah also has to be finished by Chatzos. But if you hold the whole din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach, zolim midrabbanan kedei laharchik sa'odam min ha'aveira. So if you eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar, That's an isur karis. That's an averet. That's a loisasek. Not to eat. Not to eat noisar. Not to eat it. But if you're going to eat matzah after what'll be the terrible tragedy if you eat matzah after chatzos? You may by mistake eat the matzah in the morning after alos hashachar. So he won't be yotze the mitzvah. So he won't be yotze the mitzvah if he eats it after alos hashachar. He said a bracha levatola. So Ashkenazim assumed like this is a bracha levatola is only the rabbanon. He's eating before shachris. Maybe it's only an asmachta with the rabbanon that you're not allowed to eat. The Pavitch always eat before shachris. Davar shachris at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so they always eat breakfast before the davar shachris. So the Gemara says that's a difference halacha l'maisa. If the din is like Rav Lozan ben Azari that chatzos is the raisa by Korban Pesach, then it carries over to matzah because it's hiskish. There's a hekish. So the Gemara at the very end of Pesach, next to the last daf in Pesach, kufchof ha-mebeis. But if the din of chatzos is only by the rabbanon by korban pesach gufe, then it doesn't carry over to matzah. Why not? The pashtus is because the chachamim only have a gzera. Who authorized the chachamim? Who gave them the right to make gzeras? That's the opening mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Anshei knesset hagdolah heimam shlosh dvarim aseis yog latar. How do they know they have a right and an obligation? Aseis yog latar. How do they know they have a right to make our chokis? The Gemara says in Yevamos on daf chaf aleph. But the pasuk says "Ushmartem es mishmarti." That's, I think, the last pasuk in Parsha Sachri Mos. "Ushmartem es mishmarti lebilti asas michalkos atayvos," etc. The Gemara says "Ushmartem es mishmarti." I say "Mishmeres leMishmarti." So the Prima Godem raises a possibility in his Psicha Kolelis. The Gemara says you only get malchus if you violate an avera that's similar to the sachsum shabedisha. Has to say "Lo, lo sachul kol neved." Has to say "Lo, lo sachul kol malach." If it says Hisham pen vial, that's also the equivalent. That's also the equivalent of law. So Hisham means aloisasim. Here it says Ushmartem es mishmarti. Asum mishmeres le mishmarti. So the Prima Godem raises the possibility that the Chachamim only have a right to make a siog. Asay siog la Torah, have a right to make a siog if they're concerned someone's going to violate aloisasim. Mishmeres le mishmarti. Mishmeres means Hisham pen vial. Is a loisasek. But here you're going to make a mishmeres. Everybody should finish eating matzah before chatzos, because if they're going to allow them to eat matzah all night long, they may be negligent that they won't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. But they won't be doing it out there. They won't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. They'll eat it after alos hashachar, so they won't be in fulfillment of the matzah.
If they just eat afikom, they were still the eating matzah.
Okay. So some say you only have to worry about eating the matzah before chatzos. Some people don't begin the seder till doomsday, so they don't get to eat the matzah till after chatzos. And the Rama quotes the Ran in Megillah, and that Gemara Daf Chof in Megillah, that the Rama quotes the Ran that l'chatrila more correct is to finish all the arba koses by chatzos. The hekish on the level of the reisa is only between Pesach, Matzah, Mor. Just like if you hold Chatzos is deraisa, according to Rav Lozan ben Azari, Chatzos is deraisa by Korban Pesach, carries over to Matzah, Mor. Also, because it's all iskish in one pasuk. But once they instituted mid the Rabbah and Abakosis, you have to finish all the mitzvahs alayt. You can't say there's a hekish and Abakosis. Abakosis is only the Rabbah. But just call the tikkun Rabbah came, deraisa tikkun, just like all the mitzvahs deraisa have to be completed by Chatzos, so the Abakosis should also be completed by Chatzos. Right? He works hard on that. In the opening Mishnah in Brachas, the Mishnah says that min haTorah you can recite Kriyat Shema all night long, and min the Rabbanon they made a chumrah that you have to finish Kriyat Shema before Chatzos kedei lahachik kasad ma'aver. So that's only a mitzvah saseh. So what do you mean they made a gzerah? So he talks about that bariches. What does it mean they made a gzerah? It means they said you're not yoytzei Kriyat Shema if you say after Chatzos, you're not yoytzei, or it's just as rizus. You should hustle and make sure you say before. So he talks about that. Then he raises the issue. Then a page later in the Psicha Kalavas, he quotes, it's a beferish gemara lefi pirish atosfos in Menachos in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, that whenever there's an essay, it's only an iser essay, you have no right to make a gzera d'rabban. If you're afraid someone's going to violate a mitzvah saseh, you have no right to make a gzera d'rabban. If you're afraid someone's going to violate an averet, then you have a right to make a gzeret. The Gemara has a machlekes. You're not about to eat chadash. Lech v'kol v'kamal asoch la'aretzam ayam z'ahar ha'v'yachem z'ayim ha'tnufu. So aretzam ayam z'ah sounds like till the morning of the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach. That's Zionist. Ha'ar ha'v'yachem z'ayim ha'tnufu is not lois ha'shachar. Ha'ar ha'v'yachem till you actually bring the korban mincha asoim. So which is it? So the Gemara says that this mancha des ha'mikdush kayim ha'krobas mincha asoim is matin. Mancha in mes ha'mikdush kayim either here on Mizrach is matir or aretzam ayam z'ah be'ad bechlal. So till sof ayam. A discussion in the Mishnah. So the Gemara has one opinion in Amoraim is Aretzam Ayam Azeh, the lav, lech v'kam v'kam aloysechlu, the lav is off with Heir HaMizrach. Aretzam Ayam Azeh, till the day begins. And then it's only a bit less that you shouldn't eat Chodosh before you bring the Mincha Soimer. That's only a mitzvah saseh, that the Oimer should be the Rashis. And then the Gemara says, if that's true, it's only an essay, so why did they make Gzera de Rabbana that the shopkeepers are not allowed to sell Chodosh? What are you afraid of? That someone by mistake may nibble some of the Chodosh? You have no right to make Gzera if there's only an essay. So he raised the issue. Ushmarta mis mishmarti, asum mishmaris mishmarti is the source that gives authority to the Chachamim to make Gzera de Rabbana, and it sounds like only Shmata mis mishmati, only if there's a concern someone's going to violate an Averit. Just going to be Mvatlan and say, you have no right to make Gzera. So he says, and he found it's an offer in the Gemara, the way Tosis reads the Gemara, an offer. That's how Tosis read the Gemara. In between Alois HaShachar and Hakrovas Minchas HaOimer, so the Gemara says, it was Shalor B'Tzan Chachamim, that the shopkeepers were selling Chodesh. Shalor B'Tzan Chachamim, because they're Gzera Shema Yoichal. So the Gemara asks, but if there's no lav, it's only an essay, how do you have a right to make the exam? So he says, his hunch was right. He found it's a beferish Gemara. He forgot. You have the right to make the exam. And that's a simple reading of this Gemara. That by if you hold chatzos only the Rabbanon, so they only made the exam by Korban Pesach, because if you lead the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar, you'll be erva an isa lav of Noisar with an isa kares. And they never made the exam by Matzah, because it's an essay. You have no right to make exer if you're afraid people are going to be mabatla an essay. Only ishmatam is mishmati. You only make a say siyod latar if you're afraid someone's going to violate a loises. Yeah, a rich topic. And do we paskin? Do we paskin the chatzos is the raisa? Do we paskin chatzos is the rabbana? So Tosis has 2 days. Why do they have 2 days? The Pashtus in the first Mishnah in Brachas is that Korban Pesach is only mid the Rabbanik, that Achik is Hodam and Avera. You have to finish by Chatzos. But there's a Mishnah in Zelma Koyman that's printed in all the Sidurim. The last Mishnah says, Pesach ein anechal ela at Chatzos, ein anechal ela lemrui, ein anechal ela tzoli, ein anechal ela balaylo. All the four ein anechal ela. So the Gemara says, such a double negative, ein anechal ela at Chatzos, sounds like it's a din derais. If it would have only been a din derabbanan, like Rabbi Akiva, shouldn't say a pesach ein anechal elo at chatzos, ein anechal elo lemenuyev. That's a din derais. Ein anechal elo tzoli. That's a din derais. Right. So the Gemara there in Zvachim on that Mishnah, as I'll become, the Gemara says this Mishnah goes like a blazim and azayin. That the din of chatzos is derais by korban pesach. So Tosfos suggests that 2 days in Tosfos, 1 day in Tosfos, we should pass like a blazim and azayin. That chatzos is a din derais by korban pesach. Because you have this, even though the Stam Mishnah beginning at Brachas like Rabbi Akiva, but the Stam Mishnah in Zvachim, where it belongs. It belongs in Zvachim. It's talking here at Brachas, it's Shalom B'mkomo. But the Mishnah B'mkomo sounds like Rabbi Lozim and Azai, so maybe that's Taka the Din, that Chatzos is their rice, and therefore it should carry over to Matz. That's the 2 days in the Tosfos in Zvachim. If you hold the Chatzos is only the Rabbana by Korban Pesach, so does midnight ever play a role for anything? In Halacha, Chatzos Hayom plays a role for Tomas Shel Shachar, Tomas Shel Bein Arbayim. You can't bring the Tomas Shel Shachar after Chatzos, you can't bring the Tomas Shel Bein Arbayim before Chatzos. So Chatzos Hayom plays a role in Halacha. Does Chatzos Halayla, does midnight play a role as far as any halachic issues are concerned?
Or something falls off the
Mizbeach. Right, so that's a Gemara. The Gemara learns that from Pesukim, Mahaduri Poikin. That's a Din Derais. The Chatzos HaLaila does play a role in Halacha on the level of the Raisin sometimes. If you put Chelev on the Mizbeach and it was burning for a while, the outside is charred, but the inside is all raw. It didn't get burnt at all. So you leave it all night long. You leave it all night long, that is your problem. What if it falls off and it's back? So you put it back on until it turns into ashes. So the Gemara says, learn that from a pasuk. What if it fell off of the mizbech after chatzos? When it fell off on the floor, it's already all charred on the outside. On the inside, it's all raw, not burnt at all. So the Gemara says, there's no din of a haduri poikin. Poikin means if it fell off. Haduri means to put it back on. So the din of haduri poikin doesn't apply because chatzos is equal. If it was on the mizbech and it's charred on the whole outside, that chatzos is considered as if it's mu'ukal, as if it's all consumed by the fire, as if it all turned into ashes, as if the whole thing is desh. So there is a din of chatzos on the level of the rice. So there's room to make dinim derabbanon, called the tikkun rabbanon, the rice and tikkun. You can make a din derabbanon that depends on chatzos alayla. The halacha recognizes such a concept on the level of the rice. No, if it's only the Rabbanan, then the Gemara says it doesn't even carry over to matzah.
Right, so Abakos is also matzah.
No. What if one should adopt Rabbi Blazer ben Azari Shita? The Chatzos is the rice said by Korban Pesach. And the Gemara says a hekesh between Korban Pesach, matzah, and Morris, so that also needs Chatzos. So then the Ramah quotes the Ran and Megillah on the Riv, the Ran and the Riv, that it carries over to the Rabbanan. The Chatzos carries over to the Rabbanan to all the Abakos as well. Normally, all the karbonas that they bring on the Mizbech have to be sandwiched in between the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Ben Harbaim. And the one and only exception to the rule is the Korban Pesach. It's brought Bedavke after the Tamid Shal Ben Harbaim. Tosis is not sure, is this only by Pesach Rishon or even Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni, those who didn't bring Pesach Rishon, bring on Yud Dalet Ir, Ben Harbaim. So they also bring after the Tamid Shal Ben Harbaim, or they bring before. So that's not clear. But Korban Pesach, that's clear in the Mishnayos, many Mishnayos like that. Korban Pesach is bedavka brought after the Tamid Shal Ben Harbaim. So that's what we pointed out. Perhaps this may be the key to resolving an issue. There's a Sefer Kafta L'Ferach, all about in Yoni, Eretz Yisrael, in the days of the Bali HaTesis, all group of Bali HaTesis moved to Eretz Yisrael. So one of them wrote a whole Sefer Kafta L'Ferach. He gives you the Gvulda Sa'aretz, and he talks about Yontem Sheni Shel Golias, and he talks about Truma, Mais, and Shemitah. He talks about all the inyanim have to do with Eretz Yisrael. So he records that he heard, he wasn't there, in an earlier generation, there was another group of Mishanim moved to Eretz Yisrael, and there was a Havamina that were interested in making a Mizbech and bringing Korban Pesach. So the Chidah wrote a sefer Birkei Yosef. So the Birkei Yosef on Hilchas Pesach, and Pesach, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about reciting Parshas Korban Pesach, so the Chido asks, how could that Rishon have possibly thought that he can make a mizbech and bring Korban Pesach? Meaning, makriv and apishem bais. If you assume that the Mokam HaMikdash is kitchel l'shay to the kitchel l'asi lovoy, it still retains the kedushas Mokam, and the Pesach is if everybody's tummy, so Pesach is derechet tuma, so you bring it to tuma. Okay, so you have to make a mizbeach. Okay, so he was considering making a mizbeach and bringing it. So he says, wait a minute, when you make a mizbeach, you have to be mechanach the mizbeach. And the Mishnah says, menachas he mechanach the mizbeach, ele b'tamid shel shachar. You have to start from the beginning. So the beginning of all the korbanos is tamid shel shachar. To bring tamid shel shachar, you have to have machzah shekel money. You can't just have a person who's going to donate money and bring the minimum stuff. You're not yotze, the tzedukim. There were periods of time in the Bais Sheni where the tzedukim were running the whole Beis HaMikdash. So they permitted wealthy people to fund all of the hakrovos hakarbonos. And Bryce in Megillas Tainis says that was one of the amitavim that they instituted his mind Bais Sheni when they kicked out the tzedukim from the Beis HaMikdash. He took him tmida when the korban tamid was established properly, that we don't permit private people to fund the akrabas to meet him himself, and must be purchased with the machzah shekel money. So the days of the Bali HaTesis, there was a havamina, those who went there, so they were going to make a mizbech, they were going to collect machzah shekel money, and they were going to bring a tamid shel shachar, and then they were going to bring the korban pesach. They're going to bring, no one writes about that, they're going to bring a tamid shel shachar. They bring, that was in recent years when Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher came up with this wild idea. He didn't know that there was a mask on the Makam HaMikdash. He was a holy tzaddik. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Kivegan. So he wrote a whole Sefer Drishas Tzion. that the possibility of building a Beis HaMikdash now, bringing Karbanos, and he thought he solved all the problems. He didn't solve the problem. There's a mask there that he didn't. He wasn't aware of that problem. He thought that he solved all of the halachic problems, which he also didn't solve. So one of the issues that he brings up is, you're going to make a Mizbeach. You have to be Mechanech to Mizbeach. Yeah, what are you going to do on the Mizbeach? You're going to bring Tamidim and Musaf. Tamidim and Musaf, you have to Machza Shekel money. Machza Shekel money is money from the Klal Yisrael. So that's called Klal Yisrael. So many Jews were reformed. There were so many reformed Jews. They're not going to give money towards purchasing Karbanos Tzibur. So that's called Karbanos Tzibur. If you have 30%, 10% of the Jews, what percent of the Jews are going to give the Machza Shekel money? 10% of the Jews are going to give Machzal Shekel money. That's called Korban Tziva. How can it be? So that's what the Chidor asked Akasha. How could the Bali Ataisus have such a Havamina that they're going to make a Mizbech and bring a Korban Pesach? When you make a Mizbech, the first Eimechantchanas HaMizbech Ado B'Tomet Shal Shachar. Unless you're going to come Babel Chidosh that the Chinach HaMizbech is not Miyake B'Rievet. That's what the Chidor suggests. Maybe it's not Miyake B'Rievet. The Pashto says that it is Miyake. You have to be Mechanach the Mizbeach properly. You have to be Magdashit Kedushas Peh. Someone pays for it, and then it's his, so he's the Balabas to be Magdashit. He says, this should be, you have Kedushas Mizbeach, and then you have to be Mechanach it. Pashto says, the Chinuch is Miyake. So you can't bring a Tomet Shal Shachar unless you have Machzal Shekel money. There's too much missing from the story. It sounds like they were considering making Mizbeach just for the purpose of bringing Korban Pesach. That's what the chid. That's what the Netziv writes like that in the Meshav Dover. He has in the middle of the Meshav Dover. He has a tshuva about Shemitah of his manas. So he writes like that. Rabbi Yaakov Etliger writes like that also. His tshuva is Binyan Tzion. The first two tshuvas in the Binyan Tzion were to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalish about the possibility of Binyan Tzion, about rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash. He called the tshuvas Binyan Tzion. So it's the first two tshuvas, but to him. About that. So he writes the same as the Netziv wrote later. They both write the same idea that Bizban Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, even if you're Makrivin, Afal Pi Shein Bayis, even if you assume the Kedushas HaMikdash is there, all you have to do is build a Mizbech and be Makriv. But the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Hashemos Yes Mikdashechem, V'lo Yariach Birech Nichoichechem. I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and I'm not interested in the Korbanos. So they both write the Binyan Sin with the Netziv, they both write the same idea. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, the Baruch Shalom says, even if Makriven Al Pi Shein Bayis, he says, I'm not interested in your Korbanos. So why do they have a half a minute to bring a Korban Pesach? The Baruch Shalom said, don't do me any favors, I don't want it. So they both say the same thing. There's one Korban only that it never says Reach Nechech, that's Korban Pesach. It's different from all the others. All the other Korbanos are supposed to be brought to Reach Nechech. So the Baruch Shalom said, I'm not interested. So that's what the Netziv and the Binyan Tzion both say. The whole Havamina that the Rishonim had, the Bali Ateses who moved there, so they had a Havamina to bring Korbanos, was only on Korban Pesach, because there's no din of Reach Nechayach there. So if the whole Havamina was only Korban Pesach, but you can only be Mechanach to Mizbech with Tomet Shal Shachar, so you don't get the first base. If you're not Mechanach to Mizbech, how can you bring a Korban Pesach? So that's what we suggested. Maybe the din means you have to start from the beginning. So normally, all year long, 353 days of the year, the Tomei Shal Shachar, Tomei Shal Bein Abayim are the two ends, and you bring all the Karbanos in between. That's called Esei de Hashlama. You're not supposed to bring any Karbanos before Tomei Shal Shachar, and you're not supposed to bring any Karbanos after Tomei Shal Bein Abayim. The one exception to the rule, the one day in the year, is Erev Pesach after Chatzos, maybe Pesach Sheni also, Tosfos is not sure, but Pesach Rishon, where you dafke bring the Korban Pesach after the Tomei Shal Bein Abayim. So that indicates that it's a Seder B'fnei Atzmo. All year long, 353 days of the year, the Seder is you begin for the beginning Tomei Shal Shachar, you bring all the Korban, then you bring Tomei Shal Bein Abayim at the end of the day. But Korban Pesach is brought dafke after Tomei Shal Bein Abayim. That indicates that in Erev Pesach, HaKrovos HaPesach, constitutes a Seder HaKrova B'fnei Atzma, not part of the regular Seder. So if you Mechanchanas HaMizbech Ala B'tom et Shal Shachar, that only applies in 353 and a half days a year. But it's Erev Pesach Hefta Chatzos, you can be Mechanach the Mizbeach with the Korban Pesach, because that's the beginning and the end of a new Seder HaKrova Baraya, that is not governed with the Esei Da Hashlama. So maybe that's what they had in mind. They thought that You have the ability to be mechanech the mizbech with the korban pesach itself. The Meshech Chochma writes a chiddush, and he writes the chiddush I ha'arachti. So remember, there used to be a fellow here. He used to come to Rav Soloveitchik Shiur. Now he's in business. I think he manufactures belts. So he was learning in Yerushalayim. This was over 50 years ago. 55 years ago. He was learning in Yerushalayim, I think in the Miri Yeshiva. And then he had off on the Chalamoid Sukkis, I think. So he went to Hebrew University to see, had a bugness at to see if they have any Kisveyad. So they had Kisveyad that they got after the war. The Nazis collected sperm from all over, and then after the Nazis lost the war, so the Allies divided all the sperm. So they sent some to YU, and they're still running away. No one's even looking at them. Sent some to the Jewish Theological Seminary. Sent to Hebrew University. The Hebrew University, they had on catalog a Ksaviyat from Dvinsk from the 1920s or something, 1920s. And the author was unknown. So this guy, Greenwald, his name is Greenwald. So Greenwald went, and he found this chiddush that the Meshech Chochma says, the chiddush ayarachi, he found it over there. Then he found a few other things that are the same as what the Or Samech wrote. And this sefer was from Dvinsk in the 1920s. So he put two and two together. He's the one who put out the two volumes of chiddush Or Samech al Hashas. He found it in the Hebrew University. He said that the original chiddush that ticked them off to identify that this was the Or Samech's Ksav Yad was that Meshech Chochma has this chiddush, and chiddush Harachti has it there that the Korban Pesach, it says Mishchu Kulachem Tzon V'Shachatu HaPosach. The Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, Mishchi Yidechem Me'Avodah Zarah. The Hakrova of the Korban Pesach, the Mitzrim used to worship animals, used to worship sheep. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hein Nizbach Estavis Mitzrayim Le'Neim V'Lo Yiskalunu. They're going to kill us. We can't shecht it. We have to shecht Korbanos in the midbar, we can't shecht here. So the Rabban Shalom says, Mishchu yedechem avodah zarah and shecht the tzon. Demonstrate to the Mitzrim that you don't believe in their avodah zarah. So the offering of the Korban Pesach was a Korban Geirus. The Jews are demonstrating they're rejecting avodah zarah. So there is a din that a ger hamizgayer, any non-Jew who converts, has to go to mikveh. If he's a man, he has to have milo. He has to have kabbalas on mitzvahs. And he has to also have a korban. He has to bring a korban agir. After the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh, so he can't bring the korban agir anymore. So the practice used to be that they used to set aside money. The gershon is gairi, after the korban abayis, the mission increases us. He used to set aside money in an envelope in the hope that the Beis HaMikdosh will soon be built during their lifetime. Chayechan, Yamechan should be rebuilt and we'll be able to bring the korban agir. An oilot, korban oilot. You don't have to bring an oilas beim, of course, $1,000. You can bring an oilas oif, which is only $50, whatever, $100. You can get. So they usually used to bring an oilas oif, which is much less expensive. So the Rabbi Yechon Zakkai saw that the money is disappearing. They were setting aside money for the korban oilas agir, and the Beis HaMikdash is not being rebuilt, and the money disappeared. So that's me'ila v'hegdash. They made a takana, they shouldn't set aside money anymore. But the din is that the ger is supposed to bring a korban ageres. So the Yor Samech has a chiddush that the korban pesach can substitute for the korban ager. Every year, when everybody brings the korban pesach, we're repeating again what we did Pesach Mitzrayim. It's always a korban geres, except it's not me'akev every year. But well, let's say there's a ger hamizgayer. There's a ger who converts an erev pesach. He has his milo on erev pesach and he's toivel in the mikveh. And then he wants to participate in Korban Pesach. So the Meshech Chochma has the chiddush. He doesn't have to bring an oilo. 363 other days in the year, when the ger is mizgayer, he has to bring a Korban oilo, Korban ager. But if he's mizgayer in Erev Pesach and he participates in the Korban Pesach, that's oilo as the Korban ager. So he has this chiddush and he brings rayas to demonstrate that it's so. So that's how Greenwald identified that Ksav Yad was the Or Sameach.
Is it
2 days
post
Tavit Matzah?
Like if he doesn't
bring a
Zariah or
like a Kikiva? What's the Rambam? 2 days. Shulchan Aruch quoted 2 days. The Chumrah to finish eating the Matzah by Chatzais, and then the Chumrah on top of the Chumrah to finish eating the Arba Kaisis, that's on the assumption that the din is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But if you are like Rabbi Akiva, so you can eat the matzah lechatchila after chatzos. The whole din never was instituted. If it's only made the Rabbanan, the Gemara said they only made the chumrah by Korban Pesach, they never instituted the chumrah by the matzah. So those are the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, the same 2 days in Tosfos.
What does Rabbi do?
We finish all the abakosis by chatzos. The children, my children used to go to school on after Pesach, so that all the kids would brag. We finished the Seder at 4 o'clock in the morning. We finished the Seder at 3 o'clock. My children said, we finished the Seder by chatzos. The earliest by chatzos. In the days of the Rishonim, all the Balei HaTosfos were all grandchildren of Rashi, a lot of them. So it used to be Choshesh for Rashi. Rashi in the Gemara doesn't say, but Rashi is quoted. Rashi has a Chumrah. The Gemara says that there's a hekesh between the Zman of Korban Pesach and the Zman of Matzah. So the Gemara says, the Zman for Achila. If you hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos ben HaTorah, so the same Zman carries over, you have to finish the Matzah by Chatzos as well. So they quote, the Rishonim quote Rashi, they all quote Rashi, that the Zman for baking the Matzah is the same Zman for Hakrovas HaPesach. Just like Hakrovas HaPesach, is there a Pesach in the afternoon? So you're not yotze unless you bake. That's what the Chassidim call it, matzah mitzvah. You're only yotze if you bake the matzah, so there a Pesach after Chatzos. If you baked it before, you're not yotze. Either Hom Sichta says not so. Hom Sichta Mesachim talks about matzah from last year, matzah they baked it 2 months ago. The Rashi says, that they quote from Rashi, yeah, till you get to next to the last Homet base. When you get to Kuf Chaf Homet base, the Mesichta ends Kuf Chaf Alvan base. You get the kuf chaf and beis, and one makes a hekesh for the zman. The zman of matzah, the same zman for korban pesach. So not only is it the zman of achila, it's the zman of asiyas hamatzah. The zman of asiyas hamatzah has to be the same zman as akrovas korban pesach. So you're only yotze if you bake the matzah on erev pesach after chatzos. So the Vilna Gaon laughs at the whole thing, and he says that's ridiculous. And the Be'er Agra, he says, what if erev pesach choli is b'shabbos? So the korban pesach is lechel shabbos. You're going to tell me that baking the matzah is decha Shabbos? Of course not. Rashi never said that. So the quote, Rashi said, you bake the matzah leil haseder. So the Vilna Gaon makes fun, you can't check the korban pesach leil tezvov. So the achreinim amayashiv, why it's okay. They have a whole explanation why it's not a kasha. So the Balei HaTosfos have their practice. Whenever erev pesach would be Shabbos, they wouldn't bake the matzah till leil haseder. So now they write the following, the Balei HaTosfos write. The Jews were always in business to make a living. And apparently bakers don't make so much money. So the Jews didn't have bakeries. So when they wanted to bake their matzah, they had to rent for the non-Jews to bake the matzah. The non-Jews used to be Frumer Christians, where Rashi and the Balei HaTosfos live. And the Christians wouldn't do malocha on... They observe Sunday, the Erev at Erev. They observe Sunday, Saturday night, and Sunday, from sundown to sundown. They were Frumer Christians. And not only would they not do malacha, they wouldn't rent out Schar Shabbos, they wouldn't rent out their bakery to the Jews. They bake the matzahs on Leil HaSeder, which was Saturday night. So how are they going to bake the matzahs? So they write, there's always one guy who's not so frum, and if you give him a little sheichad, he'll let you bake the matzahs. So all the Jews went to, instead of baking by different people, they all went to the same guy. They all paid the money, and Bitsina they all baked. Some of them didn't begin to bake the matzahs till after Chatzos. Pesach time, the Shkia is late. So the Shkia is about 8 o'clock at night. So they didn't, if you're the fifth one, they had a lottery, who comes first, who comes second. So the guy who's the fifth one, he's not going to get to bake his matzahs till after Chatzos. You don't begin to say it till doomsday. So they didn't begin, they didn't say Kiddush till after Chatzos. They began the whole Seder after. So that was a big deal. Is that legitimate or not? Is that acceptable or not? Okay, we got to learn a little Kiddushin also. Good. This week's Sefer has a lot. There's a mitzvah of Yud, Asher lo yod, is a Kriya Ksiv, we said. The Kriya is Asher lo yod, that if he didn't do Yud with an Aleph, and the Ksiv is Asher lo yod with an Aleph, but the Kriya with a Lamed Vav. It's a mitzvah on the Yodan to be Miyayt. And then in Libno Yadan, what if there's a major age gap between the age of the Odon and the age of the Omar Ibriya? So that's not recommended. That's silly. You should marry a girl who's 25 years younger than him. 35 years younger than him. It doesn't make sense. So in Libno Yadan, there's an institution of Yehud HaBeit. Who does Yehud HaBeit? How do you do the Yoradin? So there's a Lecha Mishnah on the Rambam in Hilchas Avodim. The Rambam quotes all the dinim of Amo Hebriya in one perek in Hilchas Avodim. I think it's Perek Dalet. Not sure. Yeah. Perek Dalet begins with the words Amo Hebriya in the Rambam. It has all the dinim in Perek Dalet. So the Rambam writes, how do you do Yud Habein? Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin. So the Rambam says, the Odin says, Hare Amiu Edis Libini. So the Lecha Mishnah says, look in Rashi, Bebiura Ala Torah. Rashi writes on Parshas Mishpatim, not that the father says, Hare Amiu Edis Libini. The son says, Hare Amiu Edis Li. The Kesef Shenosan Abba, my father, bought the Avicha. My father paid money to your father to buy you. It was an Amma Ivriya. So he says, Hare Amiu Edis Li. The Kesef Shenosan Avi Li Avicha. So it looks like it's Machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam, who does the Yud Habein. The Rambam says, the Odon says, Hare Amiu Edis Libini. And Rashi HaChomish says, the son says, Hare Amiu Edis Li. So it looks like the machlekes, the Lech Mishnah, so maybe it's not a machlekes, maybe they both agree. Okay, it's a question. So this is the question, how do you read the next Gemara? Boy Reish Lakish, we got over here, Yutes Amin Aleph, on the fifth line from the top. There is an institution of Yud, and there is an institution of Yud Habein. So he wants to know, Im Lebno Yadeno, does the son have to be Bar Mitzvah, or even before Bar Mitzvah? Boy Reish Lakish, Ma'ushe Yayid Adam Lebno Kotten. He said, "B'no Machmana, b'no Kaldu." It's his son, even if the kid is only 5 years old. The father marries him off to the Amo Hebriya. She's 10 years old, and his son is 5 years old. He's going to make a shidduch. Dilma, no, b'no Dumi Didei, Mahu Godla, b'no God. Maybe just like the Odon has to be passed by mitzvah. If he's not passed by mitzvah, how did he buy her as an Amo Hebriya in the first place? He has to be a Godl to have das kainim to buy the Amo Hebriya. So maybe b'no Dumi Didei. Mahu Godel Abin Ogor, that's the Shan. So that's what Rav Menachem Zembe has a lot. Rav Menachem Zembe was killed by the Nazis, and he was one of the Goyim Adirim from Poland. A Goyim Adirim, Poland. Usually the Polosha had a different style of learning, but some of them had a normal, very normal style. So Rav Menachem Zembe was the regular style. So he was very friendly with the Ursa Mech's son-in-law. The Ursa Mech had one daughter, and she was married to a businessman who was a big Talmid Chacham, Avraham Luftbeer. And he died, they had no children, and then the daughter died, and then the Ursa Mech had no more children. So he has no descendants. So after the Rabbi Avraham Luftbeer passed away, so they put out a sefer of Chidush Torah of his that's called Zer Avraham. It should be in the place of his children. So they have a lot of Chidushim that he wrote himself, and they arranged them alphabetically. They printed them topically, alphabetically arranged. And Rabbi Avram and Rabbi Nachum Zemmer used to correspond with Rabbi Avram Luftbeer. Rabbi Nachum Zemmer's letters were stronger than Rabbi Avram Luftbeer's letters, but he kept up. Rabbi Avram Luftbeer kept up. The same thing, Rabbi Nachum Zemmer had a son who died, I think he got engaged to get married, and he died suddenly. And he was also he was learning out of town. He wasn't learning where the father lived, so he used to correspond with the father. Very strong at learning, very strong. Rabbi Zem's letters were stronger than the son, but the son was very strong in learning. He knew all over. Unbelievable. These people, they knew all over. So Rabbi Zem put out a sefer in memory of his son. The son's name was Arya, Gur Arya Yehuda. And he put out a sefer in memory of Rabbi Avram Luftbeer that's called Zer Avram. Same name of the sefer Zer Avram that they put out from his own Chidush Torah. So Rabbi Zem put out correspondence. So in the Zer Avram, that has the correspondence between Rabbi Nachum Zembe and Rabbi Avraham Luftbeer, he has a lot on Amo Hebriya. He has a lot on Yud. So he points out on this Gemara, if Yud Habein is the way Rashi writes on Chumash, that the son says, Hare Amiu Edis Li, so the son is a cotton. So the cotton is a lot by us. The Gemara said, Ketzan Mitzvahs Yud. We started that Bryson. Here in the top, the second line from the top on Yud Tesam Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzan Mitzvahs Yud, Amalah b'fnei shnayim harayim yuhadisli harayim mukudeshesli harayim moresesli. Why is Amalah b'fnei shnayim? Why does he have to say in the presence of two? He bought her 5.5 years ago, and he says now harayim yuhadisli. It's a machlekes hatanayim, where the Moses of Rishon is l'kiddushin nitnu. So why shouldn't you say you need to edis l'kim adover? Kiddushin you need, that's a gemara that taf samachay. Kiddushin needs edis l'kim adover. But Kiddush b'no the b'no said the Kiddushin is not chal. The gemara learns it out, dover dover mi moment. It says al pishnei edim al pishlei she'enim yakim dover. And here it says, ki motzeba erba is dover, so dover should be erba needs two. So dover should be erba needs two is both l'bir ha-dover and l'kim ha-dover, l'bir ha-dover. To ascertain that a woman is an eshes ish, to ascertain that a woman is mizane tachas baylo, she's a sight al through the baylo, to labir adov you need to aid. Then lekiyam adover, that's the gemara samachay. Lekiyam adover you also need to aid him. If you mekadosh an ish, the beno it's not chal. So there's a machlekes Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that the kedushin is chal when mekan al haba, when he says arei miyoedisli, if he's moichel shavu putas first, it's mekadosh of the kesef. So you understand why you need to aid him, because he's Mekadusha now with Mechilas Amilve, She'esh Ala Amashne. But we don't pass him like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. We pass him like the Chachamim. Most of Rishon is L'Kiddush and Nitnu. So he really should have required to aid him at the time that the father sold her as an Amo Hebriya. That doesn't say that you need to aid him at the time the father sold her as an Amo Hebriya. Why not? So according to the way Rab Chaim said, we understand, we really don't pass him like Rab Chaim. But according to Rab Chaim interprets in the Shittas HaRambam, we would understand it very well. He says that the Eidus L'Kim Adov is a din to elevate the level of Das. If you express your Das in public, it's a stronger Das. So there are different levels of Das. When a person takes a neder, so that doesn't require such a high level of Das. Even a child the year before Bar Mitzvah, Das Mitzvah, that's called a Mufal HaSamalish, can also take a neder and it's binding. That's a Machlekes in the Gemara. But the Mufal HaSamalish is a din deraisa, a din derabana. Machlek is the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds it's only a din derabbanan. The Ravid holds that it's a din deraisa. So if it's a din deraisa, so then you see that you don't require such a high level of das. Even if you hold that the din of Mufal HaSamachlish is only the Rabbanan, but there are other dinim deraisa that indicate that the das that's needed for Nidor Mishvus and Aziris and Erchen, Hegdashis and Haramim is a lower level of das. You don't need such a high level of das. So that's the lowest level of das that you need is das haflot. Then when you have mekach memkar, when you're dealing in business, you have to be bar mitzvah. There's no din b'fal samach liish. You have to be a god. Then when you're mekadosh an ish, you need a higher level of das, because that's more, it affects your life much more than selling a book or buying something. So for kiddushin, you need a higher level of das. In gittin, even Rab Chaim has a hachacha from a Rambam, that you need even a higher level of das to give gerishin than you need for kiddushin. So at least four levels of das. Das hafloa, v'inyani ki afli linda neda nozal hazal Hashem, that's called das hafloa, das mekach memka, das kiddushin, and das gerishin is even higher. So Rab Chaim interpreted in the Rambam, this room to do, so Rab Chaim, we don't pass like the Rambam, we pass like the Nebuki Yosef, that you do need edis l'kim adava by chalitza. The Rambam perhaps seems to imply that you don't need edis l'kim adava by chalitza and by yibum. Rab Chaim explains why. He thinks, according to the Rambam, the role of Eidus L'Kim Adov is to elevate the level of the Das. It should be a stronger Das. So Das that's expressed in public means in the presence of two kosher Eidim, is a higher level of Das. And then by Gittin, you even need a higher level of Das. So if you say, like Rab Chaim, or something along the lines of Rab Chaim, that the role of the Eidus L'Kim Adov is to make the Das Kiddushin stronger, so then we know the answer over here. When the father saw there was an Amar Vriya, he didn't express. Implicit is that you may want to be Meyayid, my daughter. But they didn't talk about it. He didn't. The Odin didn't express Das Kiddushin at that time. When the Odin says, Hariyat Miu Edisli, oh, that's the Das Kiddushin. So maybe the Kiddushin is Chalam Afreya. Most of the Rishonim is the Kiddushin Nitnu. Maybe according to Rab Chaim's Pshat and the Rambam, Mischa Mikan Al Abod, the Shivchus converts into Ishus. But the Das Kiddushin is when he says, Hariyat Miu Edisli. We understand why at that time you say Amalah b'fnei shnayim harayab miyuedisli, when he expresses the das kiddushin, then you need the edus l'kim adam. So over here, this Rabbi Nachum Zemi asks, according to Rashi ala Torah and Parshat Mishpatim, that Yud Habein, the son says harayab miyuedisli because v'shenos anavi le'avicha, and the kid is not bar mitzvah. So he's a la bar das. What is it? This is not a das hafloa, a mufla samach liyish. The Shaila is even if he's 10 years old, 3 years before Bar Mitzvah. He's not talking Mufla Samach Leish. How is there a possibility to say Sheyayid Adam Lebenot Kotl? So the simple reading of the Gemara is, like the Rambam said, that the father says, Harei Miuedis Lebeni, not that the son says, Harei Miuedis Li, because of Shinos. If the son says, it's garnished, the son is a cotton. There's no room for any suffix. That's what Menachem Zemba talks about.
Father can say it for the son.
If the son agrees, he can't marry more Bal Karchoi.
Has
to understand, yeah.
Why is that any better? Meaning, either way, it's not Bar Das.
As long as it's not Bal Karchoi and the father does it. Yeah, I don't know. That's the Gemara suffix. So that Menachem Zemba raises that issue. Menachem Zemba raises the issue. If you say Yehudit Bei Rashi writes Allah Torah, then we don't understand the suffix of the Gemara. How can it be that the son says, Ariyam, you had to sleep? Gemara says, you need Eidus Lekim Adavim when you say, Ariyam, you had to sleep. That you're expressing Das Kedushin then. So how can the son express Das Kedushin? So the Pashtus is maybe the father does the Das Kedushin. But he can't do against the wishes of the son. So it's not Bal Karcha. As long as the son doesn't say no, it's not Bal Karcha, it's good. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Do you say, but Amar Rachman of Bnei Koldu, even if the son is not bar mitzvah, Dilma Bnei Dumi Didema, who got love Bnei Gama. Amar Abzeira Toshma, he's going to bring a ride. There's a Pasuk, where's the Pasuk in Achri Mos? Ish Ashienef Eseishes Ish Ashienef Eseishes Reyehu, Mos Yumas Hanoef Hanoi Office, probably in Kedoshim. Achri Mos, you have the Surim, and then in Kedoshim, you have the Onshim. So this is the Onish. Ish Ashienef Eseishes Ish. So the Gemara says, "Ish prat lekotn, a kotn habal leisen sheish is not chayv misa." So he says, "In all the bishanim, yes, a kotn who does any aver is not a baronshin. A kotn before bar mitzvah is not doesn't get a nainish for anything. So why do you need a new pasuk over here? Ish prat lekotn." Taisus says, "Yes, the little the second taisus on the top on
Yitro." 9 years old.
If he's younger than 9, say in biyosavia. So then there's mamish nothing to discuss. But even if he is 9 years old, but he's still a la baronshin, why do you need a pasuk over here? He doesn't get a nainish for eating chazer. Doesn't get a nainish for being mechal Shabbos.
But that's yina. I mean,
he's biyosavia. Biyosavia, so she'll be chayv misa.
But usually the both of them, they always.
No, if one is we had before, if one is a cotton
right.
And one is a godel, so the one is a cotton doesn't get a nainish, one is a godel does get a nainish. So what do you need a pasuk to say that the cotton doesn't get a nainish? He's a la baronshin. That's Tosis Kashi. That's Tosis Kashi. So the Ritva here has a snazzy answer. I'm Soloveitchik like that. The Ritva has a snazzy answer over here. We don't need a pasuk to say that the cotton is not chayv misa. The cotton is a la baronshin. We need a pasuk to say, and the pasuk pshat and pasuk is ish hashenem v'seish ish hashenem v'seish most yumas hanoif hanoifas. Pasuk is talking about most yumas, about the death penalty. So the pasuk pshat is like Tosis understood. Pasuk tells me ish prat lekotn, a kotn abol ish ish is not chayv misa. So the Ritva says, no, that I know on my own. I need a pasuk to say that it's not chayv chatos. Why would I think that it's chayv chatos? A kotn is never chayv chatos. He says a cotton is a lot bardas, so he's not chayiv chatos. Maybe because since he's a lot bardas, whatever avera he does, we consider it like misasek. He didn't know what he was doing. And there's a din, if a person does an avera, a person is nichnas lamigdash betumah, he didn't realize what was going on. Or he does shchut echutz, he didn't realize that it's a korban. Or he does chil shabbos, misasek, he didn't realize what he was doing. So misasek is not even chayiv chatos. But Mesasik b'chalom arayis chayv shekein ha'enet, the Gemara says. If you're Mesasik by arayis, or by eating macholos asuris, chalom arayis, you are chayv. So the Ritva says that a cotton is not a baronshin misa and malchus. That's a double post. I don't need a post. That a cotton is not chayv chatos and other averis when Mesasik is potter. The cotton is like a Mesasik. But by arayis, I would have thought that even though he's a labardas, and it's like Mesasik, but Mesasik b'chalom arayis chayv shekein ha'enet, so it should be chayv achatos. So for that you need a pasuk ish prat lekot. It's a snazzy answer. The question is, is it true? Does it fit in? Because the pasuk isn't talking about chatos. The pasuk is talking about mos yumas hanoif hanoi ofes. So the pasuk pshat is that Rosh is coming to tell me that he's potter from misa. Yeah? That's the shav. Okay, so that's the first Rosh. Ish prat lekotn, that a cotton should boil ish is not no onesh. Hashin if eshes ish prat leeshes kotan. If a kotan is married to a girl and someone is mezana with the girl, so they're not chayiv misa. We have such a din. We have a din in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Why do you kill the behemah who participated in the Mishkat behemah? The behemah is not mechuyav to observe the mitzvahs, not even mechuyav in the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. Behemah knows not to kill a human being. That's what we assume. The Rambam HaChumash quotes in Parshas Noach. Rambam HaChumash quotes the Rambam from the Mor Nebuchim. The Rambam says, when you give skila to shor on this called shor shahargas adam, the Rambam says, you can't punish the shor. The shor is a dumb animal. Shor didn't do any aver. It's a punishment to the bala shor. Bala shor deserves to be punished, so you give skila to the shor, and you say it's also bano. The Rambam quotes, and then he says, with all the respect, he thinks it's not correct. There's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah in Bava Kama where the shor hefker, shahargas adam is chayv misa. So one Tana whose opinion is not accepted, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, Shor Hefker, Shor Hargas Adam, is not Chayiv Misa. So that sounds like the Rambam and the Mor Nebuchim. Giving skila to the Shor Nisko is a punishment to the Baal HaShor. If there is no Baal HaShor, so there's no one to punish. But we don't pass like that. We pass it even Shor Hefker, Shor Hargas Adam, is also Chayiv Misa. So we assume that it's a punishment to the Shor. What do you mean you punish the Shor? The Shor is a lab bardas. The Ramban explains that after the Mabul, all of the animals understand intuitively that they owe a debt of gratitude to human beings because Noach saved their lives. The human beings saved the lives of the behemoths. So they understand they're not allowed to kill a human being. And if they kill a human being, they deserve to be punished. So that's a punishment to the behemoth. So the Mishnah never says, the Mishnah never asks that question. Why do you give skila to the shor? It's called shor gasod. Maybe like the Ramban says, the shor should understand. The Mishnah raises the question, imorim chota behemim echota, by Shor HaNirva, Raveh the Nirva also gets skila, also Shor HaNisko. So there the Mishnah asks, the man who practiced Mishka Behema with the Behema, he deserves a punishment. He violated the law of Mishka Behema, he's Chayiv Misa. But why do you punish the Behema? So the Mishnah says, two answers. So one of the answers is, Al Shabbos Lodim Takol Al Yodim. So that's what Tyson says. One might have thought that a Kotan Shabbos Lodim Takol Al Yodim was a Gdoila, and the Gedolah is going to be punished, he's going to get Oynish Misa. So the Kotan maybe deserves an Oynish Misa also. The Kotan is allowed by Ronchin. Behem is also allowed by Sonchin. Because Behem shouldn't get Skila by Rever Venerva. The Behem gets the death penalty because Al Shabbos Lodim Takol Al Yodim. I would have thought mistakenly that applies also to the Odom. The Kotan Shabbo Al Eshishish. You should get Misa. The Rambam writes it, Haboel Aramis. The Rambam writes, Haboel Aramis Kanoim Pogimbo. And then the Rambam adds on, and you give skilo to the Aramis, Al Shabbos Lihuri Takol Al Yodom. So that Rambam was left out in many of the later editions. They left out that Rambam, that you give the death penalty to the, and he says, the Rai is from Mishka Behema, that you give the death penalty to the Behema. But he's talking about a human being, the Nochris, Haboel Aramis. Why do you give her the death penalty? The Jew is Balaam. He's doing an aberit. She picked a nice Jewish boy. She knows they make good husbands. They make a good partner. They're going to be a faithful, loyal husband. So she's a smart cookie that she's living with this Jew. So why did she give her the death penalty? The Rambam says, Bas Lodim Takol Ayod. That's a Chiddush. The Rambam, there's no mocker in the Gemara for that. So Tosis says, that would have been a Havmina. The Kotna Haboel Eshishish, if they said she's a Gdolo, she's going to get the death penalty, so the Kotan should get the death penalty. Kim Sheisha Neregas Al Yadai, like Marakta Seisha Vishabema Tarek. That would be the Habmina. So Kamash Malon, that it's not. That's what Tyson says. Yeah.
Because we see that they killed
both. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the Rambam quotes the Pasuk from Pinchas. Yeah. That's the right. So you don't need a Gemara. It's a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. You don't need a Gemara. Okay. Okay. So the drasha, the Bryce has two drashas. The rest of the Bryce is in Sanhedrin, the Daftun Beis. There's more. Eishes Re'eh, Patla Eishes Akum. There's more. But the second drasha, Eishes Ish, Patla Eishes Kotten, that a Kotten, if the wife of a Kotten is Mezana, there's no Enish Misa. So the Gemara says, V'i Amrit Me'yayid, if the din is Odom Me'yayid, Lubin O'Kotten, kematzina ishes lekotten. So why does the Chumash say ishes ish prat leishes kotten? That if someone has been zana with an ishes kotten, she's not chayv misa, but she's a regular full-fledged ishes ish, so she should be chayv misa. So it's a raya, ain't adam yayid lebenot kotten, it can't be. There's no yud for benot kotten. So therefore, there's never any ishes ish. Never any ishes ish by an ishes kotten. Miyam and miyayid, and kematzina ishes lekotten. Mavelamai, what are you going to say? Ain't a miyayid. You're going to tell me that a father cannot be miyayid, the Omar breathed to his son. So what do you need a pasuk to be miyayid? Am I coming miyayid like Kro? What do you need a pasuk to be miyayid for? So the Gemara says, shouldn't I say tif should be no, the miyayid? Shouldn't you be patient from here that yes, you can be miyayid lebenot kotten, and she is an eshesish, and nonetheless, you're potter from Isa. Means that it's not a full eshes ish. A full eshes ish, so one is mezana with an eshes ish would get misa. One is mezana with an eshes ish of a cotton is a mixas ishes, like a chatzi shir of ishes. Or the meyad lebeno cotton, but a cotton is mufka from having full ishes. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Amar Avashi, not necessarily. Maybe the pasuk goes in a different case. Och of yob mentation shonim yemechad, al boyim into askin. And the pasuk is telling me, Eishes cotton is not chayiv misa. If she's mezane, is a case habol yevinta midiraisa chaz yalei. If my brother dies and I'm only 9 years old, so the yevama is not allowed to remarry. She needs chalitza. I can't do chalitza because man that I'm a cotton. What if I do yibum? So if I'm younger than 9 years old, then biyosa biyum. So it's not shach to do yibum. If I'm hocha biyob meteshan imecher, I'm past 9 years old. And I do yibum, abo yibin taskina. So what's the din? The Mishnah says the first line, perak abo yibin ta, bein mishayik, bein mimezit, kana. Abo yibin ta, even if he thought that it was his own wife, even if he thought that it was a prostitute, he didn't realize that it was the yibam. He didn't realize at all that he's kani yibin ta. The Mishnah says he kani yibam, even bal karchoi. Let's say she holds a gun to him, she says, you do the yibam or I shoot you. And he doesn't want to be miyabim, but he does it anyway. So the Mishnah says he's kainan. Ben miyonis, ben mishogig, ben mirotzim, ben mimezit. He's kainan. So if you put two and two together, if the yavam is 9 years old, biyos of biyah. And the din is, abo yavim te kona, afilu go'onis. So the katna abo yavim te should be kainan in our Torah. So that's what Rashi learns. Midereise chazilei, Rashi translates, midereise chazilei, the yavam is a kuka to the 9-year-old kid. Even if he wouldn't be 9 year old, she would be skuka. Let's say my brother dies and I'm only 1 year old. So she has to wait 13 years till after I become bar mitzvah. I can't do the chalitza while I'm ala cotton. And you don't say, since I can't do chalitza yibum, she can go marry. No? She's done aguna. She's stuck. She has to wait till I become bar mitzvah. And then I'll be able to do the chalitza. So one would have thought, tocha biyav mateshan v'yamecha bo yibim taskin medraisa chazilei. I would have thought that it's a full issues because Yibum doesn't need das. Even though the cotton is a lot about asa, what? He's a bar hachi abiyah, so it should be an eshes ish. Kamash malon, that what? Kamash malon, despite the fact that she's an eshes ish, kamash malon, that there's no chi of misa. That's how Rashi learns. Despite the fact that the cotton abo yimimta is kaina, because he's benteish shana biyos abiyah, and Yibum is kind of Bein Meshagig, Bein Meshagig. You don't need Das. And the Kotna is Allah by Das. So Kamash Malon, despite the fact that she does become an Eishes Ish, the Kotna is kind of Imto, there's no Chi of Misa. Tosis is not happy with Rashi. Tosis has to kash on Rashi. Because there's a Mishnah, also Bein Spentes, they quote Yivam is Tzarek Vov. Kedistan B'Yisha Rabbi Yivam is Tzarek Vov. You see 10 lines into the Tosis. Where it says Yivam is Tzarek Vov. Also Bein Spentes, the rabbis declared that when a cotton who's 9 years old boal yevimtoi, cotton boal yevimtoi is the same as maimer begodel. What's the din of maimer begodel? If my brother dies and his alman is a kukali yavam, so if I want to do yibum, so menatari do yibum midrabbanon, you have to first be mekadosher. That's called maimer. Maimer is kiddushim midrabbanon. Menatari the maimer is not chal. That's a machlek is bisham and bisil. Bisham's opinion is that Maimer is kind of Minatur, and we don't accept Bisham's opinion. Maimer is only an invention mid the Rabbanon. It's not Chal Minatur. Why did they introduce Maimer mid the Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, because a Mekadosh Bibiyah is Pitzusa. Rab Mangaiman Mekadosh Bibiyah. So the same is, if you're going to be Miyabama, the Yavama, without first being Mikadosh Bekesef, that's a Pitzusa. So that's what motivated the Chacham to introduce Maimer. But on the level of the Rais, Maimer is not kind at all. So let's say the Yavama is going to do, he gives her a ring, says, Harem Mikadosh Esleib, a Tabazu. And then he decides he doesn't want to go through with the Yibum. They both decide they're not going to go through with the Yibum. So what do you need now? So if he would have done the Yibum already, if the Yavam Baal Yavim, he does Yibum. So now there's only issues. There's no more Zika. So now once he does Yibum, all you need is to give a get. But if the Yavam only did Maimer, he gave a ring, Sarah Mekudeshesli. So Midirabbanon, she's Mekudeshes. So he has to give a get Midirabbanon because of the Maimer. And in Torah, the Maimer is meaningless. He has to give a Chalitzim because there's Zika. So you need both. You need Chalitzim in Torah and you need a get Midirabbanon. That's if you did Maimer. So now there's a Mishnah in Yivamos, on Tzadik Vav, that says, Osu, the rabbis declared, Bias Pentes, Kim Maimer Begodl. If a cotton's boy Yavimta, and he wants to divorce her later on, you need both a get and Chalitza. You need a get Midirabbanon. Like Maimer, you need a get Midirabbanon. And you need the Chalitza Minatur. So it sounds like Bias Pentes is only kind of Midirabbanon. Bias Pentes is not kind of Minatur. If Rashi is right that Kotna Bol Yevimta is Koinim in HaTorah, then Teishanei Mecha Biyosef Biyo, and Bol Yevimta B'Shoigig is also Koinim. So the Kotna is B'Shoigig. He's not, he's a Labarda. So the Kotna is Koinim in HaTorah. So why does it say that if he's Kotna Bol Yevimta, you need both Get and Chalitza, similar to also Biyos Benteske, Maimer Begodl. Maimer Begodl is only, if a Godl does Maimer, it's only Midirabbanon. So you need a Get, L'Mamorai, you need a Chalitza, L'Zikosai. So the Katan Boy Vimta is the same. Why is it the same? So they say, Zarai from the Gemara Beferish and Yivamis. That on the level of the Raisa, Katan Boy Vimta is not kind at all. I think Gemara says, Mederaisa Chazilei. No, Mederaisa Chazilei means she's Zekuka to the Yavam. She's Zekuka even if he's only 1 year old, even if he's 2 days old. She's going to be Zekuka to the Yavam. She's not allowed to marry anybody else. But the Katan cannot do Chalitza. That's a Pasuk. Katan cannot do Chalitza. And if the cotton does bia, even though biyasa bia, he's not kaina on the level of da'as. So all you have is the zika. The cotton aboy bimta is not kaina.
Don't blame Rashi. I mean, it's the Gemara. He doesn't need da'as and biyasa bia. Why is Rashi wrong?
So Tesis proves Rashi is wrong from the Mishnah in Yevamos Tzadik Vav. Also bias mentes ke maimer begodl, just like maimer begodl on the level of the da'as. So all you need is chalitza because the maimer is zero. According to Basila, Maimer is meaningless.
What's the svara?
I have a Xeris HaKosuf. Eishes Ishpat, Leishes Kotna. Kotna is a lab barisha. So Kotna can't be married, period. You think Rashi sounds like it holds that Kotna can't be Mekadosh and Isha because Kiddushin needs Das. But if you have a Kiddushin that does need Das, namely Yibum, then the Kotna can be Mekadosh and Isha. If you don't need Das, what's the problem? The Taisa says wrong. That's what the Pasuk says. Eishes ish, patle ishes kotn. A kotn is mufka from ishes, not only because he's a lab badas, and the chasan has to be mikadosh lekala midaita. Even if kiddushin wouldn't require das, a kotn is a lab bar kiddushin. Period. A kotn is a lab bar hochi of kiddushin. So that's the kasha against Rashi. How can Rashi say? Mederaisa chazilei. Taisa's turned to chazilei means she's zekuka to the oven. Rashi says no. Chazilei she's cook and he's kind of her because Yibum doesn't need das. A boy went bem shegig bem mezid is kana, and according to teisharim mechad is biyasa biyum. So the rice of Chazilei means he's kind of her. So that's the pell. If he's kind of her, so it should be enough with a get later on. Why does it say also biyas bentes? Kemaim bebegodl and you need both get and chalitza should be sufficient with a get. That's teisus kasha and Rashi. So Rav Soloveitchik said a yishuv. An ingenious teretz on the kasha. What's the gzeres hakasavi? Eishes ish pat leishes kot. What does that tell you? A gzeres hakasavi alma that because the kotan was bal yavimta, so there's no einish misa. No, the pasuk tells you a kotan even though is a barhachi of ishus, but he can't have a full ishus. In order to be chayv misa for eishes ish azinsa, you have to have a full shir ishus gimura. You have a chatzi shir of ishus not. So Tosis learns Eishes Ish Patle Eishes Kotna. Kotna is Mufka from Eishes, period. Can't have any Eishes, even if there's an Eishes that doesn't require Das. Like Yibum, Abol Yibimta B'Shegig is also kind of, you don't need Das. The Torah says it doesn't matter. Eishes ish prat leishes katan is mufka from ishus. And Rashi holds no. A katan is mufka, eishes katan is not chayiv misa. Means a katan can't have full ishus. He can only have miktsas ishus, can't have full ishus. So because it's only miktsas ishus, to the extent that you have ishus, there's no zika. To the extent that there's no ishus, then there's still a zika. When my brother dies, said a zika. When I do yibum, I get a full ishus. When there's a full ishus, there's no more zika. So when there's zika, you need chalitza. When there's ishus, you need a get. When there's a little ishus and a little zika, then you need both get and chalitza on the level of the rice. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe maimer begadol, you don't need get and chalitza both minatur. Maimer begadol, if a gadol does maimer, you need a get mid the rabbanon. The whole maimer is only kind of mid the rabbanon. So when a gadol does maimer be a vimto, so you need a get mid the rabbanon, and then they back out. They decide they don't want to go through with the yibum. So you need a get mid the rabbanon, tzrich and get lemamor, right? The chalitza lizikos on the level of the rice, it is only chalitza. On the level of rabbanon by maimer begadol, there's an issue. So you need a get lemamora, and you need the chalitza lizikos. By katan aboy yevimto, also dias bentes kemaimer begadol, you need both get and chalitza. Maybe they're both minatur. Not that the get is midrabanan and the chalitza is minatur. By maimer begadol, the get is midrabanan and the chalitza is minatur. So Rav Soloveitchik said maybe according to Rashi, he understood. By bias bentes, biasa bia, and yibum doesn't need das kinyan. So there's an ishus deraisa, but the pasuk says no einish misa means that the ishus is incomplete. So to the extent that you have ishus, there's no zika. So because there's ishus menatoira, the cotton is kind of menatoira, so you need a get. But the fact that there's no einish misa means that the ishus is incomplete. To the extent that there's no ishus, the zika is still there. So you would need both get and chalitza menatoira. So the truth of the matter, if you look in the Ramban there, on the Tzadik Vav and Beit, Ramban doesn't say what Rav Soloveitchik said, but the Ramban juggles with such possibilities of saying not like Tesis. Tesis is very straightforward, that just like Maimer Begadol, you need the Midrabanan, you need a get, Minatora, you need Chalitza. So Bias Pentes is the same. Minatora, you just need Chalitza, and Midrabanan, you need a get also. Tesis says Mamish equal. And the Ramban says, not necessarily. There's room to say just means you need both. Doesn't necessarily mean that this is menater and this is merabon. Rav Soloveitchik said it could be according to Rashi, they're both menater. That's a charifus. The get and the chalitza are both menater. So this is a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. What's the din? Ein ishus lekot. So Rashi, the Prima Gaon points out, Rashi sheet ein ishus. There is no separate din ein ishus lekot. There's a din. A cotton is a lapar das, and ishus needs das. So the mele an ishus l'kotten. If you can conjure up in your mind an ishus, which is chal b'li das, namely yibum, abo yivinta, be'm shegig, be'm emezit, be'm yonis, be'm rotz, and his kona, if you can imagine such a case, that you can create ishus without das kiddushin. So the cotton is a bahachi of ishus. That's Rashi. And Taisa says, no, cotton is mufka from ish. Cotton can't have ishus at all.
Never find that a father could do kiddushin for the son.
Some Rishonim say the father can be Mekadosh on behalf of the son, Midin Zoch, and the Adam Shalai Befana. So that's a Machlekes and Nirosh later.
For the son.
For the son, yeah. That's Machlekes. Do you say, not only the father, anybody?
Anybody.
Anybody. Do you say Zoch, and the Adam Shalai
Befana? He's a Gadol.
No, even let's say he's not a Gadol. Even if he's not a Gadol. Zoch and Lekotan. Zoch and Lekotan was a Machlekes in Tesis. What is their eyes of the Rabbanah? On behalf of a cotton. So that was a big thesis in Zeru Neshech as a machlokes. Should we say, Schi is mitam shlichas? Since ain't shlichas le cotton, Schi le cotton. One time is all the opinion, there's only Zach and the Godel, then Zach and the cotton. Why? Because Schi mitam shlichas, the cotton can't have a shlichas, and nobody can do Schi on behalf of a cotton, minatur, it's only midrabban. And we paskin that Yesh Schi le cotton, but it's a machlokes of Rishonim. The two girsas in the Imar, the Yiddish shlichas leisle, schiyam the rabbanah miho isle, and the Yiddish shlichas leisle, schiyam miho isle. So the two girsas and it's el nesha.
So the father could make it in time.
That's a question. It could be. I mean, if you say like the Rambam,
yeah.
that the father is miyayid for the son, not that the son says ariyam miho edisle. Father says. So that it could be that it's midin. The Rama means midin zochin That's what the Lechem Mishnah says. The Rambam also agrees with Rashi Zokta. The son can say Harei Miyadisli, but if the father says Harei Miyadisli B'ni and the son is Maskim, so it's Midin Zochin. He thinks that the Rambam is not disagreeing with Rashi. The Lechem Mishnah, that Rambam Perek Dalet Hilchos Avodim, he thinks that the Rambam agrees with Rashi, but the father could be Miyad, but no Midin Zochin. That's questionable whether that's the correct pshat in the Rambam. That would be the shaila, the two shailas, whether there's zochin for kiddushin, and then whether zechiyah lekatan works min atarim the rabban. If zechiyah lekatan works min the rabbanon, it's based on hefker bez nefker, so they probably never introduced zechiyah lekatan to make him get married. Hefker bez nefker is in bidi mamon. If someone wants to give a gift to the katan, so they give it to me and I pick it up on behalf of the katan. But to say zoch lam shalifana, we should marry the kid off. Without even though the kid is alive, right?
The father can do that, even though she's not.
The father has the right to marry her off. The father has the right to sell her, that knowing that it's going to lead up to you. The father has the right to marry her off.
So maybe the it's the same by the boy.
Okay, yeah, maybe it is the same. That's exact. So this is the famous Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Ein ishus lekotan. So Rashi sounds like, oh, it's not an independent din. It's a din. Ein ishus, in order to create ishus, you need das, and a kotan is a lab das, and memele, there's no ishus. And Tosfos says, no, it's a separate din, ein ishus lekotan. But even according to Rashi, it could be that Rashi agrees that you can't have ishus gemura to a kotan. Even though the kotan boy you've been to is kind of, the reason why she's not chayiv misa, ishus ishpat, ishus kotan, not chayiv misa, because the ishus is incomplete. Okay, we'll stop here. So for tomorrow, let's try to learn a little more Kiddushin. Okay. There's a lot more in the parsha, so if you don't...